Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Well, Jim Morrison, the lead singer of the American rock group The Doors, died in Paris at the age of 27 in 1971. But some say he did not. He was apparently, though, found in his bathtub in his apartment by his girlfriend. A doctor's report stated the cause of death was heart failure, but nobody ever found that doctor who signed the death certificate. Gerald Pitts, president and founder of RWMP, is a native of Oregon. The oldest of three children, he grew up with the old-fashioned values of the 50s. He served this country in the Vietnam War as a National Guardsman, a graduate of Western College of Auctioneering in Billings, Montana. He has published Rodeos West newspaper, which is a free publication about local rodeos and local newsworthy cattle auctions and events, for more than 20 years. Adding to this already list of accomplishments, Gerald is also a studio portrait photographer and a motion picture cinematographer. In 1998, he claims to have discovered and befriended Jim Morrison, the former lead singer for The Doors. He claims that Morrison is alive and well, living as a cowboy in the Pacific Northwest. And, of course, he's produced a video about his remarkable story. He's our guest for a few moments here on Coast to Coast, Gerald Pitts. Hey, Gerald, how are you?
I'm very fine. That's good. A very nice introduction. I appreciate that. And
well,
that's true.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, tell me a little bit of the meeting with you and Jim, the first time it occurred.
Jim Morrison, formerly the Doors musical group, showed up at our rodeos in the Pacific Northwest in 1997 and 1998, and we discovered him living on a ranch raising show-quality Arabian horses and paint horses.
Did you recognize him right away? Because, heck, a number of years had gone by. Did he change much?
I didn't know who Jim Morrison was at all. The way I met him was I filmed rodeos. My rodeo announcer friend of mine, who's also a timber faller, we were invited up to cut trees around this gentleman's house. One of the other timber fallers walked up to me and tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Gerald, you need to pay attention to who this is, because we think he's the James Douglas Morrison, formerly of the Doors musical group." This was in 98. And so when I got done with the filming and motion picture and in still, Jim came up to me and asked me, "Gerald, could I see those? Could I see that film when it gets back from the lab?" And I said, "Sure." So about 2 weeks later, I brought the motion picture projector up to his home and drove the images on the screen there, and he started getting excited, and we started to get to know each other. And naturally, because I'm a cattle auctioneer and a horse auctioneer, we were able to talk horses, and then we kind of bonded there. One thing led to another, and found out I was the type of a promoter, and that's how everything got started. Then he started revealing to me who he was.
Now, when he was first telling you this, Gerald, did you believe him, or did you think, "Man, I don't know about this guy"?
I didn't know who Jim Morrison was.
Oh, and so you didn't even know about the Doors then, a long time ago?
No, I didn't know who the Doors was until a friend of mine who played Riders on the Storm. And then when I was a kid, then I remembered Riders on the Storm, and then everything started to come to me. And then I had to be educated to who Jim Morrison was.
Now, did this fellow, whose name is James Douglas Morrison,
yeah,
did he admit to you that he was that Jim Morrison from the Doors?
Yes.
How did he say it? Tell me.
Well, he was spent so much time up there, I can't remember. That's back in 98. And he just told me that he was Jim Morrison from the Doors. And one thing led to another, and then I had to start putting things together, and he said he wanted to break back out in the video, and which is what he's doing. And then in order for me to put him back together, because people remembered him as being disappeared or being dead. And so I had to re-identify him, and that took a lot of research work. But what started it off, I started reading the book Break On Through, and he has a very unusual color to his eyes. So I went down off of my mountain and drove over and up to his mountain, and he was out there looking at his cattle one day, and I looked through his eyes, and mercy sakes, the color of his eyes are exactly the same as in the book. And I just started going back and forth with this identification, that identification, and start putting things together. And then in about 3 weeks, I figured out he was the Jim Morrison for me of the Doors, But then I was faced with the problem. How am I going to relate this to the public?
That's right.
And that took, this is 7 years now. And I've been on talk live radio shows, smaller radio shows, for about 4 to 5 years now. That's just a small little town radio show. But I haven't been on a show, you know, as large as you folks are.
All right, Gerald, this Jim Morrison, the Morrison that you believe was from the Doors, does he go public at all, or is he still pretty private?
He's very private. I'm also a television producer. I have done everything I could to get him to come down to the television studio and or a radio station and get him on air, but he won't do it. But he does let me go up, and I've got 90 minutes of him recorded on tape singing to his old Doors. And I have him recorded also in motion and in a lot of still pictures.
Does he sound the same?
Oh, absolutely. However, 30 years later, his voice is just a little bit more gravelly, but it's still got it.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of him on your website, which is rodeoswest.com, and then I'm looking at the old Jim Morrison pictures where they used to call him the Lizard King, and the nose looks pretty close. And the eyes, I can't see the colors because your picture and my printer is black and white, and this picture I have is black and white, but the shape of the eyes seems to be the same. He'd be about 60 or 61 years old right now, right?
Yeah, I'm 60, and he's 61. That's how I keep tabs on how old. He's always 1 year older than I am.
It's truly a remarkable story, Gerald. Did he ever tell you why he decided to fake his own death at the age of 27?
Yes, that's in the video. I'll give you a little brief on the air right now. As you can remember, he wanted to avoid prosecution in Florida there. Let me say that over again. Sound like we broke up.
Well, I picked that up because, yeah, that was some concert he had had down in Miami and for lewd behavior and everything else, right?
Yeah. That was part of the reason. Also, there was a... as I understand it, in the book Break On Through, and then Jim told me that there was a French conspiracy to kill Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jim Morrison. They're all 27 years old. And they got Jimi Hendrix, they got Janis Joplin, but Jim put a casket in the ground. There were only 4 people at the funeral. There was no funeral procession.